Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. My name is Mike. I am not the Game Master, but Paul is, and he's having a little technical difficulty right now.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Paul, and I can't talk today, apparently. Hey, it's me, your Game Master, and I've got Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hey, everybody.
Rob, who plays Damon.
So.
And Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
God. Good evening. Man.
All right.
You're welcome.
Question of the day is, what's your character's favorite scary movie?
Does that answer count?
Scary movie?
No.
Oh.
That's a comedy, and you and I both know it.
I know, but, you know, I was going to say, you know, Scary Movie 3.
That would be an acceptable answer, just because you thought of it, but you're the only one who gets to use it.
Yay. In any case, I would go with something else, but, you know.
It's not Dracula anymore?
No, no, it is not. That is a living nightmare, so that is not officially his favorite anymore.
Well, I could explain why it was his favorite.
No. It was his favorite before.
That's what he's saying. That explains why it was your favorite.
No, not for those 5 months or whatever. It was before then. Oh. Let's see. Who else wants to go?
Well, I don't think Damon would ever been interested in scary movies. He's too busy trying to learn information.
Then again, scary shit's his bread and butter. He just deals with it. He doesn't go to the movies.
He lives the scary movies.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, this is actually scary?
Wait, people think this is scary?
Yeah.
Man, that was last week Friday. What the hell?
Okay, hold on. So
they made a movie out of me?
Okay, hold on. So instead of scary, yours is like...
You're looking at them as documentaries.
Yeah, mockumentaries.
So you're trying to think of something that's like actually scary to you, and you're like, any Real Housewives, anything. That's terrifying.
Yeah. Any High School Musical.
High School Musical.
Was this what actual high school is like? This is terrifying. Right. I can't sing.
All right, Natalie, what's Bright Force's
answer?
I had
two ideas.
Mothman.
Hmm?
Mothman.
Well, yes, obviously Mothman was one, and then I thought of another one. But you know what? No, we're just gonna go with Mothman. We're going with Mothman.
Oh, what's the other one?
The other one was Carrie. I thought that would be funny, but. You don't know scary movies.
Nope,
though.
I don't.
That's why I was like, you know what, never mind.
Well, the two that come to my mind are
The Ring.
Lagoon.
Alien, original.
I missed what Natalie said. I was too busy focusing on podcasts.
Monster from the Black Lagoon. I don't know, she's laughing so hard, but yeah.
And then, Resident Evil.
Okay, that's... Okay.
Yuck.
That's not even what the monster from the Black Lagoon looks like.
I know. All right. In any case, for Rico, I think I'd go with Ghost Ship. As an older... Yeah, well, not older, but... That one disturbed me as a child. So, you know...
I'll take your word for it. I don't do scary movies.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't either.
Nope.
All right.
My wife, on the other hand, yeah. Me, no.
I have an overactive imagination, as you can tell from the world you're living in.
I did.
And I used to get horrific nightmares.
Yeah.
Like, even with shit that wasn't supposed to be scary, like...
Yeah.
I could watch, like, 5 minutes of something, and I'd still have nightmares, for, like, a week later.
So...
No, that's why I don't watch them.
You guys are... the quick recap is, they did a reverse scry on Damon's stuff, and figured out that it was his sister and his their family's magic teacher who were scrying on his stuff. Other relevant things that happened. Dylan got a kiss from Tamara, even if he didn't really think about it too hard. They bought some supplies to go to the asylum, where they figured out that teacher lady and sister were. But that's about it. Like, it was...
We found out
who... Nine came with...
Ninus is up in the tree.
Yeah. We found out who everyone is related
Jen,
to the
Scooby Gang. Jen has Scooby a Gang. Team sort of
yep,
ready.
It's Steaming Betty and
the Wave.
She used to be the Wave. Now she's just Wave. Because she's not an object. When you put the in front of something, it becomes an object pronoun. And there's objectification that happens. I actually figured that out. She is just Wave now. Yeah. I do. I can change.
She started being
objectified. But if you look at other characters, you've got the Batman, the Flash, the Thing.
But people just call them Flash. You know? It's...
Yes, but they also go by the Batman, but the Thing, the
yeah.
Hulk.
So she is sometimes the Wave. Yes, but she just goes by Wave, and when you just know her,
so Rico will be drinking his Bang to get the 5 sorcery points back.
Bang super energy drink.
Exactly. Exactly.
And gives you advantage on initiative,
and
right?
It gives me advantage on initiative, which is a good thing.
For how long?
An hour.
Nice.
Next, within an hour. Next initiative within an hour, so.
What were we calling?
We're walking into possible combat situation.
The people that, we decided that the touch didn't work. What were we calling it again?
By the way, we all have night vision onto 300 feet.
That's good to know.
Twilight.
Twilight vision.
Yeah.
Eyes of night.
So you don't have the disadvantage on stealth. You don't have the disadvantage on perception, because it's better.
The other thing I wanted to do. I bought a bunch of rock salt.
Yeah.
Make little, bags of it.
Uh-huh.
At least 6 of them, and apply my time bomb to them so I can just throw it and go.
I love it.
Rock salt, advantage, boom!
But I will give you a shot at that actually being effective.
All right.
So.
Did we check?
As we're approaching, is there anything that sets off
part of the
arcana thing
people? Okay.
Ooh, you
talked over Natalie again. Hold on. Sorry. Natalie, what's up?
She asked me... we had checked if 9 was afflicted.
Was the afflicted. And no, she is not.
Okay.
You checked her already.
Did you?
Well, I would have.
Yeah.
I didn't get a real chance to.
You haven't found any others.
I've seen her.
But then again, you haven't really met many people recently.
Yeah.
That's something you go to like a crowded room, you know, and just kind of do it. And then you'd be able to spot.
Well, maybe that next claw tech, thing we go to.
Clock on.
No, the tech demo that
and,
we went
and,
to.
And there is another one coming up soon. Like, next few days.
Huh.
Like, it's a planned event.
Oh, wow. How lucky are we?
So, let's, shall we carry on? We heard music, right?
Yeah, you heard music. Not like that, but...
Not like that, but, you know, that's the best music we got right now.
Yeah, but a low, the reason why you'd never hear it, it's a low jazz, and I couldn't stand hearing that.
See, I thought it would have been eradicated from this world.
No, I understand.
As the GM doesn't like it.
I understand that there are people who love it. I just can't. Smooth jazz is tolerable. If it's freeform jazz, I will turn it off. The Persona soundtrack's really good. So Persona 5 soundtrack, which is it's not jazz like that though. It's slow. And there's a door, and you as you touch the door handle, you who goes for the door handle?
I guess that would be me.
Or is it Art?
As we approach, when Natalie was speaking, did my Arcana sense set off anything? My passive Arcana, if anything actually seemed legit.
You'd need to roll that actively. There's no passive arcana. What the hell is that?
You have a passive of every skill.
Technically. Okay, we should probably look up how passives are supposed to work. I'm debating just killing them entirely. Unless, with the exception of passive perception for if you're not paying attention. But let me look it up.
You want to roll, and then we'll just...
Yeah.
I have a 14. I rolled a 13 for a 27.
Okay. Actually, it would be religion on this.
Same number.
Okay. Oh, there is some funk here. There is legit something here.
What I think if I switch up my spells for the next time I come, would I be able to purify it with, hollow? Or is there anything I could do to...
Hallow takes a long time to cast.
But it would be something I could start on.
You think that there's something causing it, and you'd need to get rid of that first.
Got it.
Okay, so I will take your passive if you would not... If you wouldn't have thought to ask how I'm going to play it. So let's say there's something that you should know, but you didn't think to ask if you could do it. I would just tell you what your result would be. Okay? And I know you're plus 14 on shit like that, right?
Yep.
But if you think to ask it, you have to roll.
Do you got a question?
Yes.
For the brain, I have... If I'm proficient in an intelligence skill, I have expertise in it, correct?
If you would have proficiency, you have expertise, yes.
Okay. I am proficient in the light, int, and helium power sets. Would I be considered expertise in them then? Because they're all int-based.
No, you would not be. Those are not knowledge skills. It's basically what's supposed to be for knowledge skills, but it's not a classification now.
Okay. It's
supposed to be for the knowledge skills. That's what it was intended for.
Or you could just clarify that it just doesn't affect each of the ones that gives all of the stat. That just doesn't affect on the power set.
I mean, it'll give... Yeah, it doesn't affect power. Okay. So, who touches the door handle first?
Trap Master?
That would be me.
Who's got the best investigation?
Oh, that's me.
So you'd probably check it out first.
Yep.
You guys understand how traps work.
Yeah.
24 total?
So 10 plus 4.
You see that there is a rune that will complete a circuit if you open the door.
I identify what kind of rune it is?
Sure. Roll Arcana. Oh, wait. Your plus is stupid. Don't roll a 1.
Roll the 5.
19's enough. I was doing 15 plus spell level for identifying a rune.
15 plus spell level?
Yeah, because it's not active, you know? Okay. If it was on, it'd be 10, but it's not. It looks like it would have done two things. One, it would have exploded if it was active, and it wasn't. Because it's inactive, it would activate and then set off an alarm. So it has dual purpose. If it was already active... It would be like an additional opening would trigger an explosion.
Gotcha.
And you see evidence of multiple explosions at this site. Once you look inside the window.
And I would know how to disable it.
Yeah, it'd be thieves' tools plus intelligence. It'd just be thieves' tools.
Thank you. You share this information. Yes. Cool. So
he can give you the help action as well. So
I roll with advantage.
Correct.
Cool. What's your skill with thieves' tools? I'll just add mine.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
You're getting an inspiration from me.
What'd you roll first?
So the lower die is a 2, the higher die is a 5, for a total of 16.
You are pretty sure that would set it off.
So... I will use one of my inspirations.
Or you can use one of your sorcery points.
To reroll the dice, yeah.
You're right.
Or, yeah, which is better.
And take the new result.
You must take the new result.
Now do I reroll one, or do I reroll
both? But I can still...
I let you reroll both.
I can still use my inspiration to reroll after.
But he can't.
Sure.
All right, so there's a 16 plus 11 for 27.
Yeah, you, Find a critical rune that Damon points out, and you're like, okay, I gotta get this one, and you just manage to you know some runes now, and you snick it. Basically, you make it so that instead of setting off an alarm, it's just gonna self loop until it burns itself out.
Cool.
So you could freely open the door. It doesn't look like it's locked.
Check for secondary and tertiary traps.
This is Paul. Yeah, probably.
I mean, I won't hit you with tertiaries. I'm not above secondaries right now.
Yeah.
You have to open the door to get to secondary, so you have to open it partially at least.
Okay.
Total of 21.
Oh, there is a net trap. Once you're about a step inside the door.
Net trap.
All right.
And it looks like it's laid into the tiling, so it's almost invisible, but it's like a wire mesh net. It's pretty high tech. It's not like, you know, rope net. It's that's going to hurt when it pulls you up. Think about if it was made of like fishing wire. It's like that's going to hurt.
Okay.
But probably
as long as it's not
stronger.
Razor wire.
Or mono wire.
That exists in this world now?
Mono wire exists in our world. It's
just expensive. I was thinking like monofilament.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It exists in our world. It's just incredibly expensive, so no one uses it.
Got it. I'm thinking from shower on the monofilament whip.
We're talking about the same thing.
Okay.
That exists in real world. It's just incredibly expensive and dangerous to use, so no one does.
Yeah. So, disabling, you know, it looks like if something steps there, it'll activate and lift up.
Yeah, it looks like it's just a pressure plate, yeah.
Oh, large rock or stick or something. Is there something I can find?
You
should have bought the 10-foot pole.
11-foot.
11-foot. Trust me.
You collapsible, need it. But yes. So we'll go find something. And
yeah, there's a rock like 100 yards back. You can go grab one.
Or if we throw a super ball hard enough.
Or what's disabling instead of activating because it could have a secondary trigger that sets off an alarm.
Thieves tools.
With advantage or not?
I'm putting it out.
If you're willing to, if he fails by enough, you would get caught. Do you accept that risk?
I'm
giving him guidance.
No advantage, but what guidance?
If I can give him an advantage, then I'd rather give him the advantage.
You can do both.
No, I do both then.
But then if you get caught by a trap, you'll get caught as well.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to play it.
All right. I got dim
door. Are you proficient in these tools?
I used to be until I got switched.
You can't help.
No, I am not. No,
he's doing the investigation, the intelligence part.
Okay, point stuff then yes, your team working it.
Plus two.
All right, so 10 plus 11 plus 2 for 23.
You're totally fine. Yeah, you managed to figure out that there's a particular pattern of like floor tiles that don't set it off.
Neat. We have to step in these specific locations, so be careful.
You just set it out in AR and you just show like red boxes step here.
Why is everyone looking at me like I'm going to mess it up?
20 dexterity.
Can fly.
15 dex, 8 dex.
So what are you talking about? Why do you think I still can't do it?
So she says, okay, and she just jumps it.
Oh, right.
without trying.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I can be quiet.
This is all in mental, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So, you guys get across it, no problem. I'm not going to make any roll. It's whatever.
I haven't noticed any cameras, have I?
Roll perception.
You didn't think all about that, us, did you? Or?
I did not think about it. Do you have observant?
No.
Then roll. Yeah, everyone roll perception.
Natural 20.
That's going to be good for you.
19 plus 9 for 28.
34 with the natural 20.
Perception?
Oh, perception. No, never mind. That's 22 total.
Okay. So, natural 20 is good, but it does not auto-succeed. Because that means that...
For some things, not on anything that's possible...
If it's opposed, natural 20 doesn't succeed.
Can I roll?
Yeah, why not? Roll perception. Yeah.
We're looking for cameras.
Or other things.
Yeah, actually, other
I saw stuff. Nothing.
Okay. Well, okay, what's the low roll, what's the high roll?
28.
Wait a minute, Paul.
12.
I have an EKG reader that can detect electronics that would be going off if there was cameras.
Oh, it's going off like crazy. It hasn't stopped since you got inside, so it's useless.
Son of a bitch.
I guess this place is haunted.
What's the low roll? What's the high roll for perception?
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 3 plus 4. Is 7? A number.
I rolled a 6 plus 6.
Okay.
Natural
so,
20 plus 2.
The low roll, the two people rolled less than 10, or no, 10 and 12, or 7 and 12, you don't see any cameras. 22, you're going to see that there is a camera dead ahead, like at the end of this hallway. The hallway exits into like a big like open area. like a an atrium type thing. This is a massive building, I told you. And then there is you see a camera like set into what looks like a what supposed to be a mural of like a happy family on the opposite wall. You see that like way far away.
28. Yes.
There's a camera behind you.
Yeah. Fun.
Looking like down the hall.
Set into the wall? Set or is it like an actual like hanging camera?
Set into the wall. And it is way too high tech for it to have been in this place before.
Could I chuck a bouncy ball at them? Can I make a
technology check to loop the cameras?
What was that, Natalie?
Can I chuck a bouncy ball at them?
Sure.
What were you wanting to do?
But he was going to use a technology check to try and
loop
the cameras.
Okay, so I'm going to assume you brought some way to tap into the cameras. Cause,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll me a tech check, but this is to just to get into the system.
Guidance?
Yes, you can guidance yourself. Yes. You don't have any other concentration spells up, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Just fly.
Whoa. I'm going to inspiration that. It's a 2 on the die.
That ain't going to get it.
Yeah.
You don't reroll the d4.
Choose the, keep the 3.
You don't get to. It has to stay.
Do I think a 25 will succeed? Probably. I'm just getting into the system.
So you pop in, and you are floored at how similar it is to an FSA camera. Which camera are you looking at?
The one at the entrance. Because it's the closest one.
Floored by how similar it is to an FSA camera. Like, if you did, it's the firmware is the same. The security signature is the same. You're pretty sure that's FSA's. Like, no joke, no harm, no foul. But now it looks nothing like the camera at the end of the hall, which looks much more clunky.
I'm going to send a quick text to Jen.
Yeah. Yes, Damon.
Do you have any cameras at the old asylum?
FSA? Specifically this 3-word coordinate? Since we're using that now?
I can't answer that question.
Okay, so if you can't answer that, then you can't answer if I'm allowed to disable it without getting in trouble with the FSA because we're trying to sneak in here.
I don't recommend disabling any FSA-owned cameras. They're there for your benefit.
What about the cameras inside the facility?
I can't answer that question. Though all FSA cameras are up to a certain security standard of a model of, and she lists off like 3 models you know the name, you know the look of. Yeah. Anything other than those should be safe.
Okay.
And the one you're looking at across down the hall is not that.
Okay. And is there any chance you'd be able to take out cameras for us? Loop them?
No.
Not the FSA ones.
No.
Okay. I had to ask.
I mean, yeah, I would need to get judged. I am bound by law. I would be required to get a judge to clear that. And without clear people in danger, I wouldn't be able to get that cleared. I'm sorry.
Technically, wouldn't we be in danger?
Capes
not disabled?
Capes are out. It's the public that they care about, not... Capes get their shit into danger on accident, you know?
I'm just saying technically.
Accident.
I'm sorry, capes run towards danger on purpose.
There you go.
I was going to say, I don't know about these guys, but...
What laws are you forced to enforce? All laws? Are you subject to...
Is this really the time?
No. Plus, this is all in text, because I'm not speaking aloud.
Yeah. Who the fuck are you texting right now? Come on.
Jen. Trying to see if you get us access to those cameras.
Ah.
By the way, that's FSA.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting away the can of spray paint.
I lower the ball.
Yeah, but you know, all 3 of the models look almost identical to the one that's on the wall that you just saw. It's like the size of a frickin' quarter. The one at the end of the hall is like the size of a...
Obviously, they put it here to make sure that whatever is in there is monitored.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... Alright, I'm going to attempt to... Am I within range to loop the other cameras?
Not even close. You have to touch it.
How far away am I?
100 feet.
And do I see any traps in that general vicinity next to it?
I'll be back.
Long door. Or dim door.
Okay. Roll initiative, everybody.
God, son of a... Do I still get...
You still have my advantage.
Oh, thank God.
So do I.
Well, do I get advantage too?
No.
No.
Well, there's a nat 20.
And I'm going to need someone to keep track of this.
One dim door down.
Do you want them to roll as a group or separately? I'll give you the option.
Are they all the same or different?
All identical. For now.
16, so not
put them 15. Together. And I'm 100 feet away from the rest of the party.
Correct. I got a sad number.
Me too.
10?
5.
It's not going to go well for you.
Why?
You guys aren't allowed to complain about initiative order when I rolled 2 ones in a row once and had 0 as my initiative. I had fucking 0. You are not allowed to complain.
So I'm assuming this is a surprise round for
us.
So
what? For them.
For them.
Hey, you don't know they exist.
We are the ones that are surprised.
Being surprised.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's what it means.
It is their surprise round.
They got a 10.
Correct.
Is that all of them?
Yes, they're all going on the same.
All right. So Demon got a
5.
All right. Natalie?
15.
All right. And...
I got a 10 plus 7 for 17.
All right, so I definitely go first, but they go first.
Surprise.
Mm-hmm. I got...
So technically, we're starting around in the middle.
All right, so two hulking figures come out of, like, the chairs and stuff. They, like, just kind of, like, erupt out of it and charge you. And then 4 more that look just like them are off to the sides out of eyesight from your party. And they're all going to be attacking you. Well, hot damn. First one actually hit you. Nat 20.
I used my reaction.
Good. Nat 20.
Good. A ring of nope out of here.
Huh?
He uses the ring that he got. From the vault.
What does it do?
I blink out of existence.
As a reaction?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the ring you gave me.
Oh,
momentary respite.
Okay. Really? You're doing it on this?
4 attacks? Or up to 7 attacks? And I got 3 charges?
Okay, you don't know what these things are.
No, I do not.
All right.
But I'm being ambushed.
Well, shit, they killed Demon.
More like Damon reappeared and then disappeared instantaneously.
Huh.
All right.
Everyone at once.
Yeah. There was a hail of like bone shards that shot through where you were, as long as a bone spike that went through. It looked like it went through your chest. By the way, you wouldn't have been able to. You don't get to know the roll before you do that.
No, I had the item pulled up.
Okay.
I was not looking to know about the crit. I was looking to see if I get hit.
No, you don't. If an attack. You're being attacked. That'd be what it would do.
Not how you explained it. It's as a reaction.
Okay, but what's the trigger? Did it say?
No.
Okay. The trigger is you're being attacked. Or being subjected to an ability.
I would say think of it like shield.
Exactly.
Oh, shield, I get to know if you hit.
Know what the die is.
Yeah.
But you don't know the damage. You're right. So yes, I crit you.
And he pops.
And you popped it. That was the first roll, too.
Yep.
That's why I popped it.
I was so excited. I had so many attacks. A hail of bone shards shoot through, and you see one that looks like it had like a tinge of red to it. Oh, you don't actually... No one sees that. Never mind. Okay, that was my turn.
Twilight vision.
Oh, yeah, then you definitely see that one was tinged with red. It looked like it was almost hot.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I assume that's their surprise round.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's us?
Correct.
So it's me. Right. So this looks fun. So there's two of them standing right next to where he was?
Correct.
And we don't know if he's even coming back, right?
Correct. You don't know. He's never used it before.
Uh-huh. I would have thought in my head, probably, like, nope.
Well.
Did he just fucking leave us?
Apparently. All right. So they are, oh, what is that range on that? Gotta check the range on that power. Loading. 5-foot radius. Do I think I can hit two of them with that?
Yeah, they're right next to each other.
All of them are grouped up
there? No, just the ones you just dealt with.
Just those, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right. So they will need to make a con save.
How far can you move down the hallway?
I can move 40 feet and still have an action.
Okay. And how far does the ability go?
How far can I throw a grenade?
How far can you hand it to Natalie?
Okay, throw a grenade.
It's my salt bomb.
You can throw that 30 feet accurately. You can throw out to 60 feet inaccurately. And you know that the at 40 feet, you'd need at least another... it's 40 foot to the end of the hall. Okay, hold on. You move 40, which means there's 60 foot left.
You're in 10 feet
of hallway.
Her, so that's plus 10.
Technically, I could move 50 because I started within 10 feet of her.
You have a 40 foot move, please?
Yes.
Boom.
Boom. Plus 10 foot move. So 50, and then you 50, so you'd have to throw at disadvantage, but you could do it.
How far can... Oh, he teleported 100.
I can go up to 500
on the teleport. Well, you teleported... It was 100 to the room. Yeah. It was a 100-foot hallway.
Right.
And then there's a 50-foot room at the end of it. So he went 150 feet to the other...
That's not how you explained it to us.
That's what I intended? Oh, no. You're 100 foot from the party. You're right.
Yeah.
So it's like 70 foot of hallway, then a 30-foot room. Let's say that.
So I moved 50, so I'm 50 away
from... It would be disadvantage, but you could throw it.
You're at the same disadvantage for being 60 feet away as well.
Well, because you can only throw a grenade 30 feet accurately. That's realistic.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying technically a grenade, but, you know.
It's effectively a grenade.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I can do... That is 60-foot range, 10-foot radius, 4 times... So... 40.
DM to DM, I'm going to show Earth's, what creature this is, because they're my favorites.
Bone devils? Use them
all the time.
48 times 3?
Have you ever seen them or no?
Yes.
Vaguely, I remember them.
They're fun.
Are they bone devils?
No.
Okay. I see bones, and that's the first thing I always think of.
Alright, I'm going to do a different move. I'm going to do a... large boom. I can roll the dice twice for that, but...
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, rock on. I ain't gonna make a bunch of con saves, right?
Yep. 10-foot radius, so... The two that I can see...
But large boom...
Same radius, just more damage.
Oh.
I was meant to make the radius bigger.
I was... Because it's 5-foot radius then? Right, or 10-foot?
10-foot radius, 4 times cantrip damage.
Got it, yes. Okay. So I'll make 2 con saves.
48 times 3, so 12d8. I will roll 6 twice.
Yes. Yes.
I thought we had 3d8 for cantrips.
Wow. These days are rolling hot tonight.
4 times the damage. Or
right, dice. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to use my ability that I got from the post-Hero Forge, the Battle for Riverside, that we apparently accidentally got cut.
Yeah, we may have missed something.
A little bit. Yeah, that was my bad. And, I got Arcane Savagery. So it's a
homebrew feat, yeah.
Yeah, which essentially allows me to re-roll...
ones and twos.
One, ones and twos like Natalie does for Great Weapon Fighting.
Very nice.
What I got.
Mike might remember. I don't. He edited it more recently than I did.
All right. So first half, we have 10, 24, 29 on the first half.
Okay.
And the second half, we reroll the twos there for 39, 9, 158.
Total?
Yes.
Okay, so the one is absolutely obliterated. I can't roll. I there's nothing I can do. And the other one is 58, halved is 29. He's still up, but he looks hurt real bad.
This is fun.
Wait, hold on. Did you say it was salt?
No.
This is a power
bomb. This is the boom, not the time bomb.
Okay.
Large boom versus time bomb.
Got it.
The time bomb is set on the salt bombs.
Understood.
Which I was going to do, but I couldn't reach them range-wise. I didn't want to risk it.
All right, so I have one very injured, looks to be some kind of
bone golem
undead thing. Like, looks like an orderly, but like with bones sticking out and very hulked out.
Arcana?
Religion.
That ain't gonna work.
Hey, you're 2 points better this time.
True. I'll roll it, but I don't expect much.
Yeah, we don't typically expect much from you.
15 plus 2 for 17.
You know that they would be considered, mechanically, they're husk zombies.
Mm.
Which I don't know what book it's from, but I remember loving them.
Well, they went pop.
And it actually exploded when it died.
Don't get too close to those. They go pop when they die.
Mm.
And it looks like there's the two in the middle are... Looks like they've got pustules and stuff like on them. The other ones that you can kind of see, some of them, they don't have that. Just the two in the middle did.
Okay.
And there are three other ones on either side.
Okay. The one that's still standing in the middle looks to have some kind of pus or something on them. So.
And it poofed into like a cloud of poison.
Oh.
Oh, fun.
I'm fine with that. They might not be.
I'm fine with
that. It was a green mist. I mean, you can assume it's poison.
How big was the room?
30 foot on a side.
7 feet there, then a 30 foot wide room.
Okay.
A fireball would have filled the whole room.
How close are you to the door?
You said it's a 30 foot room, and yeah, 20 feet from the door.
Okay.
So your shrapnel blast will fill the room.
Exactly.
Rock and roll.
I believe I'm up.
Yeah, you are.
Well, I don't even bother roll. I guess I should roll. If he saves, he could make the con save.
Not the middle one.
The middle one.
It's a fireball.
I know.
Okay.
With piercing, slashing?
Piercing.
Yeah. So, he can make the save. The middle one won't make the save.
The middle one could theoretically live. Theoretically. Roll your fireball damage. Or roll your shrapnel blast damage. Wow, that's a lot of ones. Holy shit.
I have and four sixes. Ones, one, two, and three sixes.
And champions, it balances out.
Oh. 18,
24. Wow, that was...
Woof.
I mean, actually, that's like 3 points left, 4 points less than average. It's not. I got to roll for the one who cares. He failed, so he dies. Oh, actually, hold on. It was 24, you said? Mm-hmm. 5 plus the damage taken. Net 20? No. Alright, and then I got 3 on the one side. All these. 2 successes, because these dice are rolling hot as hell tonight. Other side. No successes. How much was the damage total?
24.
Okay. I know where I'm at. Okay. Next. Oh, how far forward did you move?
I moved up the 50 feet to be...
Okay.
All right. Bright force.
Would I be able to hit them and not get blasted?
You also have your fireworks.
I do also have fireworks.
Mortar.
You do have that now, don't you? You have an explosive.
Yeah.
You have an ability called mortar. Let me pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
It lets you thunder. It's like thunderstep, except for you explode at the other end.
You explode at your choice of end.
Yeah.
So you could leave the spot with an explosion, or land with an explosion right on top of something.
Mm-hmm. Make sure.
Or you stay out of their explosion range.
Yeah.
Yep. Teleport up to 10 feet per level as an action, exploding with 86 fire thunder damage and 20-foot radius around your point of arrival. Dex save for half. The user's immune to this damage.
Hmm.
That would work.
I'm gonna do that.
Mortar. Yeah, you just kind of channel your. You want to describe it? How do you launch yourself forward, or do you just like explode forward with like firework energy?
I was gonna say it'd be funny to jump. And then leave the bomb on their head, and then land on the other side. But that's not teleporting, right?
No, it's a full on tele. It's a quote unquote teleport, but you can go through the intervening space, kind of like your mom did.
Okay.
It's very much so like your mom does.
I want to do something like that though, so where it's on their head.
Like you burst forward, and then you kind of like explode in it around you, like I'm here.
Yeah.
Do you want to flavor it? Or want me to flavor it?
I think you fully understand it. I'm trying to.
All right, so Ray Force crouches down. She's like, I got this. I can do it. And then she just kind of like bursts forward like a sprinter, and like she streams into like multicolored lights. And at the end, she bursts out into her shape, and she just kind of like throws her arms out, like, yeah, I'm here, and just boom, just blows the room.
All right.
And
roll 86.
Oh, cool.
And
holy shit, 8.
Yeah, 86. That's fireball.
Do better than I do.
Yeah, do better than Art. It's not hard to do worse. I'm sorry, it's hard to do worse.
5, 6, 7.
Towards the edge near your
dice. You definitely get like the rank 4. I just re-looked
at that. I was just looking for the
exoskeleton gets both Tensor's transformation and otherworldly guide.
At the same time. Turned up.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Where's the third one? Oh, there it is. Mm-hmm. I'll switch it for this way. Because these ones always roll really good. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Do I have to add anything? Or?
No, just 8d6.
I'll re-roll the ones and twos?
Mm-hmm. No.
Damn it.
That's my thing.
But she is a great weapon.
She is a great weapon.
All right, those are 2 6s. 2 lots of 3s. That's okay, though.
And 2 a 5. Lots of 3s.
There's a 2 and lots of 3s.
And a 5.
All right.
So put the 2 and the 3 with the 5.
Hold on. Okay, we have 10 there. We have 22, 25, 26,
27, 28, 30, 31. Oh, my God, you're so close to killing all in one shot. Wait, they're all taking damage.
Yeah.
I can't make the save. If they make the save, I got a shot. Left side. This is the one that rolled really well. They rolled shit.
Why'd you roll 3? Only 2 survived.
No, all 3 survived. They were just really, one was really hurt. He stood no chance, so I rolled and he got a net 20. 18 doesn't fucking matter.
Okay.
These 2 failed and they can't survive. They can't survive. Then the other side, all of them failed. Yeah, all of them failed. Yeah, they're all dead. The whole room's dead. You see the husks of, like, 8 dead things as you just fucking eradicated them as you came in.
You now, was that thunder or fire?
It's up to you. It's a firework.
Was it more flash or more sound?
Flash.
So fire.
Yeah.
We're trying to be sneaky.
You obliterated, Art already obliterated the camera.
Yeah.
Just no survivor.
I know, but they would hear like a downstairs.
Rico gave that shit up with his.
Followed by
a shrapnel explosion.
Yeah. There is, what's stealth, y'all?
Yeah. I tried to do it stealthily.
You did.
Not show up on camera.
You tried.
I can't actually complain because I'm not actually there until the end of my next turn.
And up next, we have the husks, then Demon. And then he shows up.
And he shows up, and you're like...
Oh, you know what? She lands, and she goes, where the fuck is he?
And then he pops up.
And then he pops up.
And we're here.
Like 2 seconds later.
You guys tried nuking me.
Yes.
You have no idea what happened. You were
passive investigation. I can see all the damage around.
You're like...
He remembers the door of your grandmother's house.
Oh, God.
God, I haven't gotten to that part of the podcast. I'm looking forward to that. All right, so yeah, you come into a room that's just fucking devastated. All the furniture is destroyed. There's flint. No, I'm sorry, there's not even flint. Everything's burnt up. You're in a fucking featureless room with two doors going, one going right, one going left.
So, this welcome
is
back.
This is what happens when you leave us alone.
How do you know I even left you?
I don't know.
You disappeared,
you didn't die.
And, yeah, you were in the center of that nightmare, and you didn't die, so, you know?
You're not that tough.
We turned that place into a hellhole.
Yeah.
The ground glows a little bit.
New ability. That was interesting. I was brought to another plane.
Okay, well, we're going to flash into what you saw during that time. You saw, like... You can only describe it as just peace.
Can I go back?
Like it was like a languid beach with, you know, the water gently lapping at the, and you looked over and there was like a desk, like not a desk but a like a beach chair with an umbrella and a stack of books.
There we go. That's the word I was waiting for.
And it was just, and it was like 10 steps from
you.
But it was you tried walking towards it, and you were just out of reach.
No, this is a nightmare.
Not a nightmare.
Right as you get to the book, you pop back to reality.
You get a feeling that when you use your third use each day, like your first use will get you there. One walks you to the second one, you know, will get you seated in the thing. And then the last one, you get to open a book, and maybe something good happens.
All right, use them.
But,
let's go.
Yeah.
But you can only use it in real combat or it won't trigger.
Yep, plus I only get I get one charge of it back per 1d2 minus 1.
Yes. Every other... Yeah, it's a 50-50
every
shot.
Other day. 50-50 shot per day.
But, so if you use 3 in a day, there's a good thing.
Well, we'll find out.
I just wanted to let you know because there is an upside to it that you didn't know about.
But the character doesn't know this.
No. No, he gets the impression that there might be something good if he can come back there longer. He
couldn't quite see the name on the books.
And he really wants to know.
But it said something about theoretical magic. I don't know.
There were definitely... No, he didn't get close enough to read the book.
I'm just saying, that's what he thinks he saw.
Even read a title, yeah.
Who knows if it's right.
Yeah, my perception's only plus 2.
Yeah, exactly. Your perception's potato.
You probably see what you want to see.
All right, so you guys have a left, a right, or an up, a down. I mean, y'all have movement.
We all have movement powers. We have the tough powers. We can just go through the wall.
Actually, we're moving that to the strength, so Natalie could literally just go through the floor if she wanted to.
Or the hall.
Or the wall.
I can burrow myself into the floor.
Basically, you're going through like ground pounding, man.
But you have to say when you do it.
Oh, back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
so,
no.
Natalie, the world is your oyster. Where do you want to go?
I mean, I feel like, do we
what do
split
we think?
Up?
No.
So all the nearby cameras are down?
Anything in this room is totally obliterated.
So all three cameras I saw in here?
You didn't. You only saw the one crappy camera.
One crappy camera. I thought you mentioned three.
You said two cameras.
One there and one at the FSA one at the other end.
No. You said two in the room down the hallway and one at the door.
Call I did. Saying two.
One was the crappy janky one, then there's one built in the mural.
That was the one I was talking about.
Oh.
It was like built to like look like part of a hair, but it was really poorly done.
Well, it used to be better.
Yeah, it was great for the time, 50 years ago. Really high tech. All right, so you're in an obliterated room. You have left, right, or down, up. You could basically go wherever you want with your movement.
Right. Let's go Do I have Wi-Fi right now?
No.
No internet connection at all?
No, you said Wi-Fi. Any
cell signal.
Any cell signal.
You've got like one bar.
I will set my phone to download the blueprints to this place and then come back to it in half an hour.
Inaccessible.
This thing sort of appeared.
Yeah.
No, it was built, but it was built and then it was a private institution. They didn't have to publicly record the blueprints for it.
Gotcha.
Due to
certain laws that were put into place just right before.
It was also a prison.
Hey, Paul.
It was for criminally insane. Yes.
If I rolled history, could I remember, like, where they were located and maybe if it was, like, up or down?
Yes. Cool. He's the only one who spotted it.
Mm-hmm.
We can roll history. That's fine.
A 9 plus 5. You know what? No. I'm going to use a luck point.
Okay.
Because you...
I need everyone here who can cast a spell to roll me... To
not that one.
Just roll me a flat d20 and add your casting mod. Or it's like... I'm the only one not
with
rolling.
With focus.
Focus?
Because his current focus does boost his spell DC.
Yeah, you can add that.
All right, so that's a 17 plus 6 for 23.
13 plus 6 for 19.
Natalie?
I rolled a 19 plus 5 is 24.
Wait, casting mod.
No, I thought you said that I'm rolling history.
She's rolled
history.
Okay,
she's re-rolling her history.
Okay, you know, you saw a sign that said... 5th floor.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Everyone else...
Now what am I rolling?
Yeah, a roll plus your casting mod, which is charisma.
So you're plus 3, so d20 plus 3.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. 14 plus 3?
17.
Anyone 17? Who broke a 15 can feel a thrum of power coming from this place. Mm-hmm. Like some serious arcane mojo going on. It might even be not the arcane, but there's some magic here. And it is coming from the basement.
Power is my suggestion, but we would risk...
Like, I'm talking, like, it is humming through the floor. No, now that you know it's there, you can't unfeel it. Art, you don't feel shit. Dylan's...
I'm in my armor. I don't feel anything.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I remember I saw, like, a sign above them that said level 5?
Fifth floor.
Alright, if we go up there and confront them... before we take out the whatever's causing this power, well, if we go to the power first, we risk losing them.
Yeah. It's up to you.
Well, if they're on the 5th floor, we should go take care of them, and I think the power might be...
Power is different from them. They're probably just tapping into it. We need to deal with the...
take out the power first, then we weaken them.
But they would know we're here then.
Yeah.
Escape. If... Oh, right, they already know we're here. As I look about the damage in the room.
So, 5th floor. Shall we?
Probably best to confront them up there, if they're still there.
Is there a sign for stairs?
Yeah, it's just down there. It's it looks like there's stairs to either side. It's
actually, I'm going to stop. Is there a you know, the emergency exit sign on the wall?
Yeah, and it points behind you.
Can you grab that off for me?
And then I handed him.
Here's your map.
Did I get a location now? I read the map.
Oh, the emergency exit. That was not established back then. When did that get established in the United States?
It's a good question.
Was it the 60s or 70s?
That
was
the 70s. Evacuation map?
Yeah.
No, it was in the late 70s because of that. It was the... there was a fire in a college, in the shotgun hallway of a college, like a hall, and the doors opened the wrong way. And they all got trapped inside and died.
Shut up.
That's real.
No way.
We learned about it in my tech class in high school. Oh, my God. Yeah, because they didn't make the doors all open out. They all opened in. That's why.
So you actually had to stop and pull open with everybody trying to push behind.
And they were all smashed against the door, so no one let anybody open the door.
No one could open. Oh, that's so upsetting. It's awful. Oh, now I'm sad. Damn it.
That's real, though.
Oh god, that's actually like a fear of mine of being like smushed against a wall and.
That's the thing. That's why all exterior doors have to have crash bars and they have to open out.
Wow.
Well, that's on public buildings.
Yes, on public buildings.
Mm-hmm. And you said this was built like
as a private
50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't 50 or 70?
75, 76.
You're right. That would be a thing. You're right. There is a door.
There is a brand new.
Yeah, it looks like...
Well, it was brand new, and now it's 50 years old, and...
There's a
sign. I'm going to... Whenever we get to the top of the stairs, grab the map for that floor.
There's also a door that says admin. Huh? There's a door that says admin that looks like it's like to your left, and there's like a glass window that's obviously shattered just recently.
Recently?
Yeah. When he exploded it.
Oh. Okay.
Part of the holes that I put in the walls, too.
You hear like a chink as more glass falls. You know?
I wonder what happened there.
Sorry.
So, stairs.
I'm going to step into the admin office. See. Well, I'm going to investigate it.
Yeah, you go into the admin office, and it's just... I've been to the admin side of a prison. Like, I know what it looks like inside. It's just like an office building back there. And you find a map of the facility just kind of like on the wall. There's the fifth floor is listed as high security, is listed as specifically high security, and there's like ratings of mental instability. And it's like the maximum. That's the roof.
That makes sense why my sister's there.
I'm sorry. There's a sixth level, but there's no patients up there or prisoners, and there are three sub basements.
Three sub basements. That was my follow up question was going to be, and I figure it's in the submost sub basement.
That's what the impression you'd get. Yeah, the thrum is like through the whole building.
Hmm.
It's almost it's constant. You know it's there now. Now that you've tapped into it once, you could track that. No problem.
All right.
They're very different encounters depending on which way you go.
Mm-hmm.
I have them both prepared, but I'm just letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
I say we go up.
Away we go.
Here you go.
Keep your encounters about ready.
Yeah.
All right.
We head upstairs.
So you make your way upstairs, and there are a number of those husk zombies, but you guys just deal with them. They only have 37 HP, but then they only get plus 5 to hit, you know? The fact that I had you at surprise with advantage is the only reason I had a chance of hitting you. And you slaughter probably 30 more of them. And then you finally get to the point where you see something. It looks distinctly like the shreds of a RSCU sweatshirt.
That's something new.
That's not Mm-mm. good.
That could be. RSU has been around since like the early 60s. It popped up with
the cow. Okay, but the clothing style.
Oh yeah, it's old.
Okay,
it's old looking. Like it probably.
It's worn. It's tattered. It looks like it's been here a while.
Yeah, it looks. And it actually has
the way you phrased is like, oh yeah, this is brand new.
No,
yeah.
You see something like that, and it looks like, and it has actually has a date. It's from 1975.
Okay.
All right.
We continue up.
That is the plan.
Yeah, you make your way up, and are you looking in any of the rooms you're passing?
Yeah, we don't want any surprises.
We don't want anything tracking from behind us.
Some of them have more of those husk things. Others have... There's one in particular on the third floor that has some... It looks like a person who is sitting cross-legged on a bed with no sheets or anything on it.
Am I getting any emotions?
Yes. I am stable. I am calm. I will not hurt anyone. I am stable. I am calm. I will not hurt anyone.
Does the person look familiar? Like from a certain someone we rescued from the Twilight Realm?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not Sigma. I thought about that. But you look at it and you're like, oh, why do I know who that is? Like, super knowledge, yeah.
Hi. I think that's like a me exclusive.
No, I think...
No, Natalie has too.
Oh. Yeah. Art too. 17 plus 10 for 27. I think I know who that is.
14 plus 6 for 20.
9 plus 5 for 14.
Medley?
7 plus 5 for 12.
You gave me expertise, and that's why I think it, I was thinking that.
If you had to guess... Actually, no. With your with how right... Anyone who got a 20...
Wait, can I use history to affect my roll?
History would get you different... It'd be a higher DC, but you have a much higher bonus.
28 total in.
Okay. Actually, I think we figured out it's never better for you because you have expertise and you have regular and supers, but...
I got nothing in supers.
It's an intelligence.
We gave you...
You're proficient, so you're, right. You want that instead.
Then if I'm proficient, but not expertise, correct. Then it's plus 10, so 24.
Okay, so yeah, that's what you want, not the other one. If you have at least a 20, you look at it and you're thinking, there was a hood from like 30 years ago who went missing. And his name is not clicking for you guys, but the look, like the jet black clothing, looks really kind of frayed now. The black you see, like looks like a black tiara on their hair, around their head, and it's obviously a feminine figure sitting cross legged. You notice it's not actually sitting on the bed; it's floating just a hair above.
Okay.
And you know, but Blastar knows because he broke a 25. That's I lost her name. That's the Empress.
Okay.
Empress of Carnage.
Okay.
She was a hood only in the fact that she only killed Cowls, but she was a mass murderer. I'm talking like
she killed Cowls wholesale.
Yeah, she went full Punisher on that shit.
Okay.
And she's a viciously powerful telekinetic. I'm talking like she picks up a tank with a finger and whips it at somebody at Mach 2. Like, she's like...
And share this to the party.
I mean, now she has never touched a cape. Like, not even a cape's attacked her. She disengaged and left.
Interesting.
But she seems unhinged.
She seems calm.
Which is weird for her. Oh my god, Rico, you're the perfect person to find her.
Yep. Yes. I was just thinking about that.
Yep.
Do you have detect thoughts up?
Yes.
Always.
Oh, then you get the motion, you got that. And you're getting pain and hatred. And then you don't even have to roll. You see an image of a very familiar face that you've recently learned to hate.
Uh-huh.
And you see a flat... Oh, no, you wouldn't. I'm going to give you a hint.
Your turn to ping.
Yeah, I'll pop the pulse check.
You get... You see her, and there's one above you as well.
That's not good.
Not two. One above you.
Yeah. Do I see how far above, or is it just, it's there?
Roughly two floors.
Okay. So, that's fun. And I'll let you know that...
Hey, this is your first positive one.
Yeah, so now I know it works. I will approach Empress carefully.
Yeah, she goes by Empress, but she was known as the Empress of Carnage.
Right. Well, I will use whatever title she feels is appropriate.
She went by Empress. That was she had a black tiara with like with
still
black,
does.
And yeah, and it's with like beautiful diamonds in it and obviously incredibly expensive. Like
yeah. And it's like she didn't try to take it away from her.
She doesn't even turn around. She is laser focused on not killing people right now. If you were to reach out and touch her, she probably wouldn't react.
Okay.
Which is what you need to do for psychic surgery if you were going to try and fix that.
Yeah, that is the plan. I was going to talk to her mentally and ask her first, but if she's just ignoring everything...
She very clearly is, if I stop this, I'm going to hurt someone.
I believe in you, Mike.
You believe in me? All right.
Is that a guidance?
You get a plus one on your next D20.
All
right. Wow, feeling good, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So we're rolling for powers, right?
Yeah, roll power.
All right, where is their
Well, no.
When you use second surgery, you get in. That you're in, you're inside her mind, and it is chaotic, and it's like it's twisted.
Okay.
But like, and you can without even rolling a power check, you can find, and it actually, it goes back.
I'm assuming her mental trail is like blacks and reds.
It's exactly, and but you notice that like it wasn't like that always. You go back and you find a twisted knot of memories. Like, I'm talking, like, everyone else has just been like a haze. This is, like, it's almost as bad as what you saw the Black Knight do.
Okay.
It's, so like, brutal and...
Brutal hack job.
Uh-huh. But you see the telltale signs of Sanguine. Mr. Sanguine.
Wonderful.
Essentially, she was going to kill him.
And but this is her.
But this is before she went off on a rampage. She was a teenager.
Okay.
So she's been like this for 40 years. Oof. She was a teenager.
Okay.
And you notice that this knot is before her, like before she was even known as a cowl or as a hood.
Okay.
You're mine, LinkedIn. You can talk.
No, I'm just thinking. Mr. Sanguine did the same thing and gave her a bit of the power too.
That's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, you can roll power to try and identify what he did.
Yeah.
Remember, you get +1 to this roll.
Yes, but I do.
I think this is the only one I should. I think I could only allow one.
Yes, because use of this for this. The psychic surgery.
It's quick. Takes it's no time. Seconds. Yeah.
So this is going to be. Powers.
So he still gets the +1 for it, though, because he hasn't done it yet.
It's a +1, so...
As long as I concentrate on it. Mm-hmm. And I honestly should not know what the result of my roll was.
Correct.
Taking my persuasion check, which would be about the same, since I don't have expertise in that, in my psychic powers yet.
Yep.
All right.
And you can always spend a sorcery point to reroll it.
I'm going to do that, because that's a 3. That won't cut it.
That is not going to cut the mustard.
Yeah. Going to spend an inspiration to reroll that. Another 3.
Did you change dice?
No.
You should change dice.
No.
I'm going to give it one more shot.
If it's another 3, I'm going to shit a brick, man.
Shut up.
So would an 18 make the check, or do I is that, is that what the higher?
Oh.
Do I feel I would need more? This is just to identify what's going on.
Okay. Oh, okay, good. This is not the actual surgery.
Yeah.
It looks like, yes, it was a DC 17 to identify what he did. He tried to grab her, just like he did you. But this is this is when Riverside City was young.
Right.
And she was powerful, and he knew it. And he was looking for a pawn. Well, she basically force choked him. Point where, like, was going to break, just snap his head off. Just because she's that. Think Jean Grey strong, telekinetic, you know?
Yeah.
And she went to go break his neck, and he thought, the only way I'm going to stop this is if I destroy her personality. Not make her a husk and insert something new. She was too strong mentally. So instead of that, he twisted her thoughts into knots. And then he tried to make it so that she'd hated capes. But she loved capes so much that it actually warped so she hated cowls more as much as she loved capes.
Wow. All
right.
And he created the Empress of Carnage. She was going to be a cape. That was what her most heartful desire was.
All right.
And you know that if you could untangle this web, the world has gained a new force for good that has almost no equal.
All right, so we're burning the rest of my inspiration.
If you fucking,
I also have inspiration, so you're good.
If you roll poorly, she will turn around and kill you.
Well,
that will happen.
Let that happen.
I'm
informing you. We got enough inspiration at this table to make sure.
I'm informing you the damage dice I will roll. I don't know if I have enough out. She will pick you up and chuck you through a wall.
Cool. We're gonna put the tough power set to the test, huh?
All right. Half damage. It's only a wall.
All right, so here so just we force damage. Go.
I was thinking bludgeoning.
And force.
And psychic.
And a little bit of psychic.
Which I'm resistant to all.
You're lucky.
Yeah. All right. So, start with a plus 9 for power.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get a bonus for my focus because it's not sorcerer shit.
Correct.
It's just power.
We heard that.
Yes.
Oh, God.
So who's the first one that wants to use their thing?
I'm good.
Unless Mike still wants to use more of a sorcery point.
19 is going to cut it, so I will use a sorcery point.
That is the only one you can use that is a sorcery point.
I know.
It doesn't say it.
It's once, it, you must you take the must new result. You must
take the new result. So it's one and done.
Wait, no. I can no, you can't take use my inspiration.
Lucky first, and it's no. It's 8.
You can't use her lucky.
Yeah, I said that.
Inspiration.
Yeah. Well, I'm using a free rechargeable resource.
Okay.
Before we start using inspiration.
Okay.
Do I think a 20 would cut it, or should I keep rerolling?
Do you still make plus 1?
No.
No.
Okay.
You know that there are varying things of success. There are levels of success.
Yeah.
With inspiration, we will keep the highest number that we roll.
Correct. 20 is your baseline now. If you keep using inspiration, you don't think you have the best solution unlocked yet.
Okay.
How about that? I'll tell you that.
So.
All right. Take mine.
All right.
How many do you have?
2.
Okay.
Left, or just 2? Before
2 now.
This?
Did you have 2, 3, or did you have 2?
I have 2.
So now you have 1.
1.
Okay. Well, there's a nat 20, so
good job. Yes.
All right. So you go in like the mental surgeon you're starting to become. You're thinking that this could be a career for you.
Aww.
If you do it on the side of your cape work, you could make a hell of a lot of good. And you can write, and you are now specifically skilled in psychic surgery. That is a unique thing.
Okay.
The DCs are not going to be as hard, and the negatives are not going to be as bad, because that nat 20 is just like, you just kind of finessed it, and it kind of just clicked.
Kind of clicked. In
the, yeah.
Now I know how to do what I'm doing.
You manage to untangle this web of mess, and at least you find...
it's not like a Gordian knot.
And you find that...
that would be terrible.
And you find that core of darkness that was left behind. That was trying to, like, kind of like yours was trying to report, hers was, his was trying to
corrupt,
and she just didn't let it, and it was just wrapped in this psychic ball, and you just kind of zhuzh it out, you say, no, it's okay, and you cut around, and you take it out, and you watch as her mind snaps right, you watch it, and it's the most, it's like watching a child be born, you know, like, it's horrible, and disgusting, and but you know it's beautiful. You know, it's like, it's, you know what I mean?
Something that Rico will have to get used to, because this is going to be something he's going to be seeing.
Exactly, but you can see, like, or it's like a surgery that goes well.
Yeah.
God, it's dirty and nasty, but they save someone's life. You just saved her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch as she unravels, and you see, and you almost, like, her psyche pops in alongside you, and you've never had that happen before, because no one's ever—you've never done this to someone else who's psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "What did you do?"
I removed the darkness that was
placed. And you're still holding it, by the way. Like,
no, I removed the darkness that was plaguing your mind.
I've done horrible things.
It is unfortunate, but you were not you.
I mean,
you were affected by something.
I killed hundreds of Kells. No, like, but she was like, she moved to a city. Fucking Kells left. They were like, we're just not going to be in this whole city for a while until she moves again. I mean, she was in Portland. She was in California. She was in San Francisco, New York.
There was a trail.
And, like, and the cows would just move wherever she was just at. They'd go there because they knew she wasn't going back. But, you know, she's from Riverside City.
Yeah.
And that's the one place they didn't flee her. And she says, how long has it been? I don't. And you realize that her mind is just like, it's still fresh. She's getting all these emotions, like love and things back. Cause this, mm-hmm. she was locked into rage and some more rage and hatred. Mm-hmm. Those are all she had left.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones he couldn't sever, but you've restored.
Right.
and her eyes just narrow, and she says, "Who did this?"
"He goes by many names, but currently he is known as Mr. Sanguine."
"The carrot guy?"
"Yeah. He has a more common, better name that more people know him as. Well, less people know him as now, but he's better known as Dracula."
"Like the movie?"
"Yeah. Well, he's the origin of that story."
"Didn't he die in that movie?"
Movies tend to exaggerate.
"Okay. Well,
I enjoy them, but they tend to exaggerate."
"Oh, that makes sense. Cape. Oh, this is really bad old Cape movies."
"Yeah. You could actually show a picture of him, because you have it." "Yeah, I'll pull up. He did something similar to me, and I will share that memory with her while
we're..." And her eyes just glow like this red and like real scary. And she says, "I don't think I should be the one to deal with him now. But if you're going to take him down, find me."
"Understood.
Ally required."
"And I'll remove him from this world."
"I like this one."
I mean, she, think like, in champion's terms, she's got like a 70 strength telekinetic throw.
Oof.
Yeah. Like, I'm talking like, and then it's just, the guy's space bound, you know? Like, I mean, she's freak. When I say freakishly powerful, I mean like, she lifts up battleships, like, lifts them, you know? And she says, I need to turn myself into the FSA.
Aww.
You have been here for
30 years.
30 years, focusing on not killing people.
Murder has no statute of limitations. Does manslaughter? It might.
It might.
Okay.
When you go to...
I'm going to Google this, and it's going to be in my search history forever.
Yeah.
I submit to the jury...
No shit.
...evidence that Mr. Van...
7 years.
Mr. Paul...
6 years.
...looked up statute of limitations.
That's it. She's well outside. She's legally, yes, she's in the clear. But she
probably still feels some guilty. Guilt.
Exactly.
And they're going to be like, okay.
If bad. You still feel like turning yourself in for what you have done, allow me to accompany you.
Okay, I'm just going to stay here for a little.
Yes.
Until you're ready to go. I assume you're not here for me.
No. Mm. We came here searching for someone else, and we happened to come across you, and I could help remove the darkness that had been...
If you need me, call for me. My name's Caroline. Caroline Ray. R-E-Y.
I had that in my head too, Mike. As soon as you said the name.
Times never seem so
I'm
going to
ask Hero if there's any thing in the room that would send a message out. If she moves?
No.
Okay.
He says no. I don't even know how he walked through there. There's so much psychic force. You psychic surgered your way in.
Yeah.
You cut through the psychic wall and walked in. No, literally, it was like a solid... Anyone else tried to walk in? Solid wall. Boink. Boink. You just kind of walked through.
Well, I also have resistance to psychic.
It doesn't
damage,
matter.
So.
It's a psychic wall is different.
Yeah. Psychic surgery... no time passes for us.
Second, like literally 6 seconds. It's an action.
So all of that was just 6 seconds, and I turn around and was like, okay, we will be coming back.
Okay.
And she doesn't turn around. She nods, but she doesn't turn around. She's obviously kind of collecting, like, in her head, she's 18 years old.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and she's reconciling what she did. And she says...
The years that she's lost.
And instead of...
I'm assuming she's telepathically with me, or is she speaking out loud?
She's saying it out. She says, "My name is Caroline Ray. I was controlled. I was messed with, and I will get even. My name is Caroline Ray. I'm a good person. I'm going to go see a mental professional." Basically, she's like, she knows that she did wrong. She knows that even if she didn't mean to, even if she did, you know, she knows it wasn't under her control, It's like someone hitting a gun and then pulling the trigger with your hand on it. Did you do it? Yes. Because you could have flexed your hand or something like that away. But did you pull the trigger? Not really. You know? There's, you know what I mean? That's the kind of, essentially, she was the gun. He was pulling the trigger. And he just happened to, put a thing that automatically pulls the trigger, you know? But so you guys work your way upstairs, and you just hear her behind, and she says, "I'm Caroline Ray. I'm not the Empress. I'm not the Empress of Carnage. I'm Caroline Ray. I'm not the Empress of Carnage."
No.
And she's like 48 years old. She's like, but she looks like 8, 19, maybe 20.
Wow.
She's really powerful. People don't really age. Magic, the power sustains them. Just like Bright Force is going to stop aging soon. 25 or so, she just won't age.
Mm. At least until she hits like 300.
Yeah, and then like 250, then you start to slowly age until you get old and die. But
I want to make a really bad joke.
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but I'm assuming it was bad. I don't want it. All right, so you guys make your way to the fifth floor, or you're at like the fourth floor, and you know that she could jump through the floor and get the jump on her, because you know exactly where it is. You'd have to spend one more pulse for the day, but you could locate them almost exactly.
Well, this will be pulse number 3?
Yeah. You checked 9, checked her. If you did 2 pulses, you would be able to triangulate exactly where she is.
So,
well, we don't know which of the 2 it is.
I have 4 and 5 still available, because I did 1 in the sanctum.
Yes.
I did 1 for 9.
Yes.
And I did 1 for her.
Yes. I'm telling you that because of where you were, you could triangulate it, and you're smart enough to do that.
Or I'm smart enough to help.
Yes.
All right. We don't know who it is that's affected.
Correct.
And they may not be bad news. Just like the Empress. Former Empress. So, getting the jump on them and just outright attacking them right out of the blue is probably not a good idea.
I mean, you jump through and you see who it was.
Or we make our way stealthily up the stairs and see if we can see them without...
Do I still have regular invisibility?
Everybody roll stealth.
Does that sound like something we
should... No, I do not have regular invisibility anymore.
No.
Do I feel like I'll be less noisy if I fly?
Hmm?
I'd be making less noise if I try to fly.
No. Flapping and stuff. It's
not flapping involved. It's light power.
It's still... you don't get to bypass stealth by flying. You just don't.
No, I'm not trying to bypass. Just trying.
You'll make different noise is what it is. Yeah.
There'd be a small whooshing noise. And I spend a sorcery point.
Mike's like,
that's my new favorite ability.
I wish. Damn right it is. That was a 2.
Okay, that's better.
Alright, so...
So they're still here.
Stealth is a 10.
Are you serious? I'm
definitely gonna...
I'm only a +2.
Oh, God.
I'm not the old Damon anymore.
I'm a -1!
12 plus 10 for 22.
Yep.
19 minus 1 for 18.
Way to go.
Thank you.
No, makes me want to just use my inspiration to fix my 6 I rolled.
Yeah.
I used an inspiration.
I used all my lucky.
Oh, what? You used every lucky you had?
I got a 2, and then I got a 3, and I'm just like, no, fuck this.
You realize you might need those for combat, right?
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Be fine.
It'll be fine.
I got a 17 plus 7 for a 24.
I have a 10
mm-hmm.
on the die,
mm-hmm.
plus a 2 for guidance on myself, plus 2 more for stealth for 14.
God bless America.
Isn't it nice not to be the noisiest person in the
world? I rolled my perceptions. What was the low number?
14.
Okay. I had disadvantage due to distance. It's the only way you had a chance.
What'd you roll?
You don't know.
Oh, okay.
So you make your way up the stairs.
Oh, fuck.
to the, and there's like little like booby traps. Like there's a grenade.
Ooh, cool.
We get to collect a grenade.
You may collect a regular frag grenade.
Nice.
Roll with these tools and roll with these tools.
All right, so what's the number I'm trying to beat?
17.
Shit. Well, let's spend another sorcery point.
Hold on, how did you roll?
That's a 2 on the die plus 11.
It would have gone off.
There's a 14 plus right. 11.
Yeah,
so.
you can take it with that.
What kind of grenade is it?
Frag
grenade. Got it.
I don't remember the damage on a frag grenade, to be honest.
Weak sauce now.
I mean, it's not like weak sauce, but it's
2d8,
3d6. No, 3d8. Sorry,
3d8.
3d8 still solid. Like, doesn't beat.
I do far worse damage, but you know,
that's a trap you can set up. You know,
yeah, like I did before.
Or give it to Brightforce and let her eat it a half mile.
Have a grenade.
Set it to impact.
This is not Shadowrun. That's a good grenade type, though. Impact grenade's the way to go. It means they don't fucking bounce and screw you. Hit the target.
There we go. Bright Force has a grenade.
Yes.
Bright Force isn't already a grenade?
She is a grenade who throws grenades.
It's like the gun.
She's a Merv.
I was going to say an M-O-A-B.
Or the Red Queen. Is she the Red Queen? Because she's a grenade that splits into two and then throws? All right. That's it.
Borderlands 3.
Yay, Borderlands.
All right, so you guys make your way up the stairs and you disarm the grenade. There's another like couple pit traps. Like the stairs are gonna drop out on you. You bypass that shit entirely. And you get to the top of the stairs, and this is the first door you found that looks like it's in good repair, and it is a metal security door.
Hmm. All right.
And it looks like it is locked from the other side.
Mr. Genius, you want to take a look at it, see if there's anything wrong? Go, team Smart Guidance. Bomb.
That's a 1. Plus an 8 for a total of 23.
All right, so you're going to get a flashback of memory. You've seen a door just like this. It was in the lockpicking training you had as a kid. And you know every single time it's fake. It's not, the door is not, it looks locked, but if you go to disarm it, unlock it, it explodes. Or shoots, or in your case, it would shoot you with water. It's like, it probably would do a little baby explosion just to teach you properly. You know that it looks like a push, it looks like a pull door, you probably want to push it. It's a reverse psychology kind of thing.
Okay.
So here's the plan.
You literally just push it open.
Yep.
So here's the plan.
how many people can I take with me with a dim door?
One.
Well,
and Natalie can take one with her mortar.
No, she can with her poof.
Or with her poof.
So we could.
I have my own.
But you need to be able to see the outside for Misty Step.
No, he has dim door, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You have dim door as well. Mm-hmm. Team dim door.
Yeah, you just dual dim doors and don't worry about it.
Yes, but how stealthily is dim door? As power.
Oh, it fucking opens up a door. You have to walk through it. Like, it's a...
So, stealthful?
There is not a stealth component. It isn't loud, but it's very bright and obvious.
Yeah, it probably could be as obvious as a squeaky door, but you said this is a relatively brand new door, correct?
Well, it's brand new, but it's obviously designed to be squeaky.
So no matter what, we're going to be seen.
We're going to walk in there, and they're going to be gone, and it's just going to be a bunch of husks.
We've already pinged their location.
Did you ping it again to find it again?
Yeah, this would be number 4 then.
Okay.
Wait.
4 out of 5.
You have to do it from below, otherwise you wouldn't be close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, you've pretty much nailed it. It's within 1 or 2, within like 10 feet of where they'd be. You could dim door directly to that. You don't have to see your target for dim door. You just have to know where you're going.
Right, we just need directions.
And you know what the room they were in would look like, and it's been less than an hour.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you ready for potential combat?
I wish I had another use of this energy drink. That'd be great.
How many sorcery points do you have left?
Well, I used 5 for the ritual spell.
Mm-hmm.
Gained 5 back.
I gained 5 back. And I've used 5 more.
Mike's like, I'm never going to have sorcery points again, but it's dope as hell.
But you can convert your spells into sorcery points.
Low level spell, don't need that. Tunk.
What? How many do I get for level one spells? Huh?
One.
So I can convert my four jump spells. I only have one level one spell. It's jump.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You just convert all. I don't need that shit.
So I get 4 points back.
He's like, first level slot is 2 sorcery points.
What? No, that's how much it costs to get it. It's not. You can convert into sorcery points at
the equal level to of the spell. Spell's level.
Yes. To make a first level, you need 2 points.
Yep, I've been
misreading it.
Yeah, I always just flip-flopped it.
Yeah, I know.
They're not flip-flop, but it made them equivalent. They're not equivalent.
All right. Y'all ready for this?
Unfortunately. So it's 1 to 1, right?
Yep.
So if I burn 2, I can get 2.
Yep.
I mean, why would you not just burn them all? They're first level spells, and you don't need jump, and you fly, and your boom jumps.
I thought that was because of the spell. Utilizing the power and the spell.
Don't you get boom jump at will with the boom power set?
No.
No? No, it's fireworks.
I will utilize 3 of them for free sorcery points and keep
one.
One for leftovers just in case.
You want to precast it because it lasts an hour? No concentration?
Nope. I'm going to hold on to it.
Just in case?
Exactly.
All right.
All right, everyone roll a d6 and add 11 to your make temporary hit points.
Y'all ready for this? Done in it.
Add 11?
Yep,
plus
11
what?
Plus die.
D6 plus 11. And you can wait a couple seconds if you want. Try and get a couple different uses out of it.
It only lasts a minute.
Yeah, maybe you don't want to.
Yeah. I do have a second one, though.
I rolled a 1.
Gain 12 temporary HP.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled a 6. So I maxed that fucker out.
I rolled a 4.
So technically it's 34.
Effective.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
And the one damage you're not really resistant to is psychic?
Radiant.
No, radiant.
And her.
He scare you.
And her. I still have the note from the very first, from the session 0. Don't piss her off. She's scary.
And Natalie, don't forget, you swing. When you swing your weapon, it is 6d6 plus your number of d8s because it's large. When you
it's
swing
a bigger
it.
Sword.
Yeah, your sword is scary now.
Oh. Your sword is very scary.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it hits like a Mack truck.
When did that happen?
When you got your strength power set
bigger.
Oh, okay. So we've been doing this wrong.
No. Just last combat.
Okay.
Last combat, yeah.
I don't think I used my sword the last combat.
No,
I
just used it against the minions.
Yeah. The minions, and yeah.
Not that you really needed to hit harder, but yeah, it's 66 plus a d8 plus however many d8s of smite. You hit like a Mack truck.
All right, so who are we looking at?
I'm going to describe.
First, we got to blink in.
All right, so you guys, Dimdor, do you time it together, and who comes with who?
I'm taking the tank. Oh, wait.
Hi.
I'll be happy to take
you. All right, sounds good. Thank you. Don't leave me behind. Don't leave me behind, please.
Cool. Tank of HP.
I'll fuck up that door. I don't.
You're kidding me? I have the lowest hit points, and I got a 20 con.
Yeah. You're just not dummy thick, man. You're just not dummy thick.
I am dummy thick and dummy smart.
No, dummy thick. You're not a fighter class. That's what I'm saying.
Neither am I.
And you have tough twice.
I got
once
proficiency in all martial weapons.
And how?
Twilight Domain.
I know. And how is like, and what else?
And how?
All right, so you guys, Dimdor in, and you come into a room that is a summoning. It looks like a big-ass circle, just like the one you were in. But, you know, it looks pretty much identical.
Scrying circle.
It's a magic circle. It could have different purposes, but
this ends poorly.
You pop in, and Damon, you see your sister look over at the teacher and say, "I knew he'd come." And with that, it's time to end.
And I throw the grenade. Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.